This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There are more jobs in journalism for Spanish speakers than ever before, and more college journalism departments are tailoring courses to attract the next generation of Spanish language news hounds. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Myro reports.
It's another weeknight at KMEX Television in Los Angeles. Following the newscast at 6, co-anchor Rolando Nichols records a promo in Spanish while those producing the spot direct the action in English.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you. Bye.
There's a boom in Spanish-language media outlets reflecting the country's ever-expanding Latino population, 39 million at last census count. In broadcasting, two companies, Univision and NBC's Telemundo, reach more than 90% of that market. As for newspapers, according to the Latino Print Network, there are now more than 650 Spanish-language dailies and weeklies, nearly double the number a decade ago.
Spanish media is not a second-class medium anymore.
KMEX anchor Nichols, who studied journalism at Arizona State University, says the days are over when Spanish-language news outlets would take in any literate architect or real estate agent looking for a midlife career change.
That's not happening anymore. We're seeing this new wave of Spanish-speaking, truly bilingual journalists who are graduating from college here in the United States, have the whole background that they need in order for them to be great journalists in this country and to work in Spanish media.
A number of journalism schools in California, Texas, and Florida now offer courses specifically focused on Spanish language media. Florida International University offers a master's degree. Starting next fall, the University of Miami will too. In Los Angeles, the number one Spanish language media market in the U.S., the menu of options is shorter. Up until now, the field has been dominated by extension courses at the University of California at Los Angeles. But next fall, at California State University at Northridge, Assistant Professor Jose Luis Benavides will launch a new program for journalism undergraduates.
People need to be trained in journalism schools just the same way they're trained in English, but taking advantage of their bilingual skills, train them in such a way that they will be able to work for both markets.
Benavides is teaching two classes that will constitute the core of the minor, one on news writing, the other a survey of Spanish language media past and present. The class encourages students to compare how issues that deeply affect Latino communities, like labor and immigration, are covered in Spanish and English. To complete the minor, students will also take English language journalism classes, Spanish language classes, and courses in Chicano or Central American studies. Journalism major Diana Gill would have loved to sign up for the program, but she's graduating from Northridge this year. She's applied to papers across the country like the San Fernando Sun in Southern California and Diario El Día in Houston. Working at a Spanish language newspaper would resonate with her farm worker parents who immigrated from Michoacán, Mexico.
I think the pluses of working in Spanish media is, of course, to educate the community like my parents who don't speak English, who don't receive the appropriate information about where to go get help and stuff like that.
But she'd reach a larger audience working for an English language paper, even if the style of journalism practiced there doesn't always appeal.
I don't really identify with the LA Times. I just have to read it just to know what's going on.
Analysts say the rise of Spanish language media should benefit English language newsrooms too, many of which are integrating at a glacial pace, because inevitably the pool of available experienced talent will swell, lifting all boats. Journalism schools, especially those serving student populations rich in Latinos, are moving quickly to capitalize on the front end of the trend. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myro in Los Angeles.